Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. And we would like to include your response to the study. Sir, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between the Congressman Colin Albrecht and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like the state legislature. Now, sir, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote on the general election?
No, I'll vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organization. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know so we can move on, okay? Here's the first one. The Houston Independent School District, or HISD. Do you have an opinion, favorable or unfavorable, sir?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And how about Harold Dayton? Favorable or unfavorable?
Who is that?
Well, that's all I had reading. And like I said, if you don't recognize the name, we can move on. Do you have an
yes.
opinion?
No.
You don't recognize? Okay. Now, how about Danny Norris? Favorable or unfavorable? Or don't recognize the name?
I don't recognize.
Okay. And Clean Dan Horn. Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't recognize.
Okay. And Joyce Chapman. Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know him.
Okay. And Sheila Jackson Lee. Favorable or unfavorable? Don't know.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this, sir? Is it support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools? Oppose or support?
I support the takeover.
The takeover? Okay. And in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clean Dan Horn, or Dennett Norris? Just for the sake of a research, I know you probably have to do some more research, but just for the sake of a research, if you have to choose one today, which would be the one?
I don't have a clue.
Understood, sir. Well, let's move on then. Now, here, a few statements, sir, about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dayton, and his record. Now, please rate your reaction to each of either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Here's the first statement. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. What's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. And Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What's your reaction to the statement? Send auctions. Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay. And Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Your reaction to the statement, sir? Positive or negative?
It's positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, and Representative Dayton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid persecution. Positive or negative on that statement? What's your reaction?
You said he was the only one that didn't?
Yes. Yeah, let me read it once again, okay? Representative Dayton was the only one Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. He didn't support the impeachment, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. What's your reaction to this statement? Positive, negative?
Negative.
Very or somewhat negative?
Very.
Okay. He voted for a cut on property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Your reaction to this statement, sir? Positive, negative?
That's positive.
Very or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And Harold Dayton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Your reaction to the statement, sir? Send options. Positive?
Somewhat
negative?
Positive.
Somewhat positive. Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Your reaction to the statement, positive, negative, or no opinion?
Negative.
Very negative or somewhat negative, sir?
Very.
Very. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clean Dan Horn, or Dennis Norris, if you have to choose today? And I know you have to do more research, but just for the sake of the research, if you have to choose today, which one would you pick?
I wouldn't pick.
Okay, understood. Okay, so now just a few more questions for classification purpose only, okay, and we'll be done. And can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
40 to 54.
40 to 54. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an African American or black, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have any children currently in the local public schools, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attend the local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.